be 63 in September. That little fat fella that sent you down here to talk to me about old times is about the same age as I am. I don't know, he couldn't answer all your questions.
That's you, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Buck.
Yeah. Well, he and I grew up together here. He, myself, and I had a little battalion fella across the street.
Peter.
Yeah. We grew up just like brothers in this area. That's the reason that I left General Foods. I had a brighter future as far as money was concerned and position with General Foods. I went back to work with him in New Orleans. My first children were twin boys, and then the next another boy. And I just remembered the growing up that I had in this little rural area in the country. This is absolutely the best area to live in if you like outdoor activities. We have freshwater fishing here, we have saltwater fishing, and duck hunting, and swamp hunting, deer, and it's just nice, it's just the climate is good. See, when I was in the Chicago office, I had opportunity to go to Wisconsin. I tried them all. They really liked them. They didn't want to see me leave, and they didn't give me anywhere I wanted to really go out of the Chicago office. But I wanted to come south. And it's really true. I was up in Eau Claire and all these places that were supposed to be real good, you know. I don't know whether I was just homesick or just the south was just the best place to grow up and to raise boys, I think, the rural area. And I wound up with six boys and one girl.
Yeah. And when you were coming up, did you, let me move this over here where it won't make any noise on the tape. When you were coming up, can you tell me a little about, did your father, was he born here?
My father was born in St. James Parish on the river, the Mississippi River. And his father was an overseer on the sugarcane plantation. And his father was one of 11 brothers and two girls. And the Mears had a plantation. My great grandfather had a plantation in St. James. But he had so many children, he had more children than he had land, see? So they had to go out and work for other people. They learned the farming and the overseeing and the planting. My grandfather migrated to a little town on the river called Bayoula. B-A-Y-O-U, G-O-U-L-A, Bayoula. And that's where my father was born. And he was an overseer and planter. He died with a heart attack, I guess, when he was just 40 years old. And my father was only 7. And he had a little brother, about a year and a half old. And my grandmother was French, too. She was French on both sides. VJ.
Yeah. Now, your full name is?
Mayor. Julius Andrew Mayor. My father's name was, they called me J.A. Junior, but his name was different. He was Julius Adolphus. That was his name. And when my father's father died, they were economically pretty well fixed. They had a plantation, a little homestead of about 12, 14 acres right on the river. He was making a good living as an overseer in Atlanta. He had bought some real estate there in Bayoula. He owned a barber shop and a little bakery.